Come Up the Mountain. My home is on a mountain, a small mountain, but it has a big view. Looking to the west, I see a green valley and beyond the blue Pacific Ocean. On clear days, Catalina Island floats majestically 50 miles offshore. In some seasons, the orange-globed sun sets behind its silhouette. Looking north, I see the snowy top of Mount Baldy, and then to the east, the Palomar Range with its giant observatory on top. When we first built our home, friends would look at my office with its desk, computer, and picture windows, and they would ask, "How can you accomplish anything with such grand views all around you?" As much as I love the views, I do get a few things done. In the morning, I drink it all in, the birds at the feeder, the willowy eucalyptus trees, the pink and lavender flowers. I thank God for the day and for His beauty reflected in my surroundings. But the best thing about living on a mountain is the inspiration it brings. Oh, I'm sure I could write in the darkest basement, but I'll admit the higher view makes it easier. However, we don't need to live on a mountain to be inspired. Inspiration can come to us wherever we are. The word inspiration means animating action, breathing in, or a divine influence immediately exerted on the soul, so we can be animated or ready to take in wonderful ideas as we sit in a chair, or lie in bed, or drive down the freeway. But we need to eliminate outside influences that would sidetrack our inspiration. I'm sure that was one reason Jesus instructed his